I want God's way to be my way. I sigh, Jenny, here below.
For there Shalom, is and welcome to this episode of Reflections on Faith. And we are still looking at experiences in the field leading up to the crusade. And I'm still here with Brother Nzima. Welcome, Brother Nzima.
Thank you, Pastor, and God bless you.
Now, Brother Nzima, here is one thing which keeps coming up.
Yes.
As different people are getting visited in the field.
Yes.
And you've been praying for some of these people. Mm. And there have been demonic manifestations. There's been high expectations, like you pointed out in the last podcast. But here's one disturbing thing. A number of these people who are being visited, at the end of the prayers, they ask, you mentioned, they ask about how much is it, how much they're supposed to pay. I mean, that is shocking. Tell me about your experience with that.
That was on our... First, that was on our second day. Mm. We came across one of the brothers encountered, you know, when you're giving out flyers, you do it on the roadside, whoever.
Yeah.
So this lady got a hold of the flyer. The brother explained what we're up.
Mm.
She got excited. Mm. And she was so desperate. She said, please, you need to come and pray for my granddaughter.
Mm.
So, well, the brothers decided to call us. So we went together the following day. Mm. The lady welcomed us. But now she said, what are the terms? She wanted to know how much we charge.
Oh, my.
I said, lady, we don't charge anything. Oh. So she said, oh, we don't charge anything. It's free of charge.
Hmm.
Because the Lord, we follow the Lord Jesus' example.
Hmm.
I have read the book of Matthew, Mark, John, and Luke.
Hmm.
There is nowhere where the Lord Jesus sowed anointing oil, where he sowed water, where he asked people to pay an amount. And the scripture says, freely you've been given, freely give.
Mm.
So I said, we are here. If we'll be here the whole night to help you, we will.
Mm.
Because this thing was free.
Wow.
And
what was her reaction?
She was surprised. She says, okay, wow. So can I call everybody? I said, can you call as many people as you want?
Oh, my.
So she brought in the patient. She brought in her children. She brought in the in-law. She brought in the husband. It was a full house.
What is sad, Brother Nzima, is that...
Yes.
You know, I used to think the prosperity gospel has only done much damage, maybe in the cities or in the Western world.
Yeah.
But to learn that even in these poor villages, there are people who exploit people in need. Because now, even in these compounds, in these poor places, you have the so-called papas.
Yes.
You know, they claim to have some gift of prophecy and you need to give them some sort of offering.
Yes, yes.
For them to do some spiritual service. But now, we didn't know the extent of that damage as you are reporting of what is happening on the ground.
It's so sad. It's so, Pastor, it's so heartbreaking. Mm. One woman was sold a bucket of water, 20 liter water to be drinking. She said, I just couldn't manage. I just decided to bath the water because maybe it still had holy powers.
Oh.
But nothing came up. She sought. So I told her, so now our message has changed.
Mm.
Whenever we step in a place,
we
are telling them we are not the seers. Seers in inverted commas.
Mm.
We are just presenting the gospel simply. We have no special power. We just trust on what God has done as we have seen him do it in the past.
Right.
That is why we are encouraged to continue with this.
Mm.
But I can tell you, Pastor, Satan, if you read Ezekiel 28, verse 3, it says, Satan, you were wiser than Daniel. What does that mean?
Mm.
Satan has seen the plan of God.
Right.
So he goes on a preemptive strike. Now, can you imagine if as a church we are sleeping?
Yeah.
As a church... We are just casual about it. We see these sinners. We see people moving around.
And brother...
Satan makes his move and he's not playing around.
That is what I'm about to get to.
Yeah.
Many believers we talk about, let the rapture happen. You know, Jesus is coming soon.
Mm.
Hey, when I see the great work that remains...
Yes.
I mean, that makes me think. Is the Lord satisfied
no.
with our work? How much are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously.
Mm.
When you just look at Zambia, this is Zambia we are talking about.
Yes, yes.
Zambia is still a bush. Zambia is not what you see in Lusaka. Brother Nzima, when you're going back to Chipata, it won't take even an hour. You'll be going through the bush.
That's it, that's it.
Zambia is not Lusaka. And here's what pains me. When David Livingstone came to this part of Africa, there were no roads. It was just a thick bush. It was very risky.
Mm.
I believe what Christians were supposed to do was to pick on, to continue from where those missionaries, where they left.
Yes.
But you know, when those missionaries came, they established schools to help us know how to read. But we who are Christians and who are thriving in the cities, we have so many churches in every corner. You know, there's this church and that church, but there's a lot of work out there in the village. Actually, as a matter of fact, there's one person, as you were going about these places, who mentioned that you people must be true Christians because you followed us poor people here. You remember
yes,
that?
So there was a man.
This
is actually a well-to-do man. He has a big house. And very humble, very quiet, successful. You can tell by the machinery on the farm and what you see.
Yeah.
So I was wondering what I would tell him.
Mm.
So first, I quickly explained to him our mission. Because I wanted him to know what we stand for. So he said, my brother, this is the right thing to do. He said, I can tell you. So I've seen so much. People just want money. People are stealing from people. But you have come from the city, wherever you've come from.
Yeah.
You've come to the village. This is where people won't pay you back. I'm telling you, this is where most people don't come to.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is the right thing because the world needs salvation. They need hope. So
And well, that explains why we don't have churches in these poor places. Because... Yes. Much of what is called the gospel today is the prosperity gospel, where people establish churches so as to get things from people, to get money, offerings, and tithes, and all that. But when you go to a place like that, I think we've experienced it in Chatama, Rufunsa.
Yes.
There is more that you give to the people. I mean, you don't go in such a place to get, from the people. And I think that is what touched that man.
That is what touched that
you
man.
People, you are coming to a place like this, a place which is just full of poverty, and it's a village, and well, that touched him.
Yes, Pastor. So it's a great blessing, actually. Yeah. And you can see, it was so surprising. Yesterday when we were talking to this lady after we prayed for the daughter, I was telling her, the right steps to salvation. I gave examples of the baptism in Jesus' name. They were so shocked. These are, look, Pastor, these are things we are used to hearing. I mean, you tell me about baptism. I'll quote to you Acts 2:38, 19 verse 1 to 5, 10:48. I know those things.
Right.
If someone, we have a visiting minister, but these are people who were like wide-eyed. When I was mentioning those things, the ladies were like, they've never heard it.
Is there such a thing?
Yes, so... We take these things for granted when someone else is dying out there.
Yeah.
You say, and that is why, Pastor, you can never have a blessing. There's a special blessing God gives. But he can't give for what?
Amen.
It's being wasted.
And that is why,
Brother
Nzima, we need to use every avenue to take the gospel out.
Yes.
It has become so much easier to share the word of God in this day we are living in. And that is why we are using podcasts.
Yes.
We have a website. And you know what we've done now? We've made these Reflections on Faith t-shirts.
Yes.
And there's a QR code.
Yes.
You know, behind there.
Yes.
So I am happy now that I can go to town. I can be busy doing other things. Maybe I'm in a shop. Someone sees a QR code.
Yes.
And they just scan it and it takes them to our website. And the website is so rich with... sermons by different servants of God.
Amen.
And so we just want to use every avenue, every opportunity that we have to take the word of God out there. And, you know, evangelism is also very good therapy, if I may use that term.
Yes, it is.
There are many times someone will always have this prayer request, you know, I have this burden, I have this problem, and I have this emotional stress and all that. Why don't you get your Bible? Go out.
Yes.
Testify about something the Lord did for you.
Yes.
It's at that point you find yourself in a place where you find yourself praying for another person.
Yes.
And the beauty of that, Brother Nzima, is when you make yourself available,
yes,
to God, an anointing comes on you.
Yes, it
because
does.
God does not put fuel in a vehicle which is parked.
No.
Yeah, but he puts fuel in a vehicle which is on the move because there is some work to be done. You know, when people, all they do is sit in the church,
yes,
listen to another sermon, listen to another teaching, there is no spiritual activity. And people become spiritually sick until now. They become so full of this and sermons seem to be boring.
Yes.
Guess what? The word of God is food. And when you look at its counterpart, the physical food, there is no physical food which is just meant to give you good taste. Whatever you eat converts in a form to give you energy. What is energy for? It's for something to be done.
Amen.
And, you know, the last prayer and fasting, monthly prayer and fasting we had,
yes,
it was quite wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We zeroed in listening to Brother Tim McKay's message. There's a sermon he preached whilst we were in the Philippines.
Yes.
Really blessed my heart. I caught the revelation of what he was bringing out. And I had told him, you know what, Brother Tim, you need to preach this message the time you come. But, you know, I just felt led that time to tell the believers, let's play his message. And, you know, we were all seated after praying and praying. We started playing his message. First 10 minutes, we digested it. We shared. And I love to have our monthly prayer and fastings because everyone is free, children, brothers, sisters, you know, to testify, to share their experiences and their prayer requests and what they've learned. And we also use these prayer and fasting meetings to give out messages, you know, so that people read and we discuss, we reflect, we pray. And this time around, we took Brother Brother Tim's message,
yes,
same one, and oh my, it was such a blessing. And everyone, including children, they understood what this was all about. And here is the thing which Brother Tim brought out in that message. He brought it out so beautifully, and I don't even have time to, you know, go through it. But here is, he was the end point. The ministry is given something to give to the body, to the believers. Now, when the believers have received that, what are they supposed to do? Is it just to hoard that thing? No, it is to share it out there. You're not given something by God just for you to hoard it. And evangelism is one special activity. When we say evangelism, we're not talking about taking the Bible and you begin to explain scriptures to people. Evangelism can be as simple as giving a testimony to someone of what God has done in your life.
Yes, amen.
Reaching out to someone who is struggling with, you know, some problem, and you become their partner and friend, and you help them out, come to a place where you've discipled them until they come to meet Christ. When we realize, Brother Nzima, that there is such a great work in the body of Christ, probably people will stop fighting over the pulpit or who preaches next and all that.
Yes, yes, that's right.
You
that's right.
Our experience here is quite different. We are looking for preachers. We are looking for preachers,
right,
you know. There are Sundays where I ask this brother, do you have something to minister? And almost everyone is busy, you know. Says, no, I'm not available. Maybe another brother has gone. He's preaching elsewhere. It has come to that place.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
And just to add in something.
Yeah.
You see, there is a potential in us. I remember back, you know my story, Pastor. I never used to think I could reach out, minister to people and do all these things. But like the Bible says in the Matthew 7:24, where it says, you just hear, you are like a house that's on the sand. It's not firm.
Yeah.
That house will never stand. But when you hear and do something, You'll be like a house on the rock. So there's a certain potential in us. There's a certain power in us.
Yes.
You know, yesterday when the woman was narrating, it was sounding scary.
Mm.
She said, this girl you're seeing here, she turns into a snake.
Mm.
Well, whenever she's someone trying to bring religion or anything, it would be like a snake crawling and all that. You know, they were so desperate.
Mm.
But we haven't explained. So the brothers were here saying, you know what? We were just praising and singing the same songs we sing, but that spirit was agitated and it could not stand. It was failing. They were scared.
Wow.
The way they're scared of witchcraft.
Mm.
But just praising. So one brother said, the power of God is amazing.
Amen.
Says just simple singing. Said,
yes.
Look, it looks simple, brother. Right. But that is what God has put in us. That's the power the world is dying for.
Mm.
Because, you know, Pastor, sometimes we see people in the world, our bosses or big people. Sometimes we're scared of them. But you don't know what is in
the trouble they're going
the
through.
The simple scriptures, simple message. So that is why I like the image on the tract.
Yeah.
Because I was telling people to say, look, your hands are free. We can talk, you can shake my hand. But there's a spiritual hand.
Yeah.
That is the one we are after.
Amen.
And God wants to break that.
Amen.
So because we've received the truth, there is a power. As many as received him, he gave them power to be God, children of God. So we have that potential. So we should not be like a seed that is on the, you know, a seed on the shelf. It's just a seed.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can sweep it. But once it's put in the ground, that's when we see the power and the potential.
Did you listen to the sermon I preached today?
No, I haven't.
Hey,
not yet.
You are talking about the sermon I preached today.
Oh.
You know, the thing is,
okay. Yes.
We are talking about the damage the false gospel has done.
Yes.
In terms of prosperity message.
Yes.
But apart from that, on the other end of the spectrum, are these people who are into superstition, demon possession, witchcraft? You know, the thing is, evil activities thrive where there's darkness, and darkness can represent ignorance.
Yeah.
The works of darkness really thrive. When you look at these villages, people are afraid of what witches can do. They're afraid of mysterious things which are happening.
Yes.
You and I were called to be witnesses.
Amen.
To be lights. Okay? Mm. When the word of God manifests through us, it is light. That's why we equate the Nyali mission. Nyali means light. Mm. Okay? When the light of God shines in these places, people realize that they don't have to pay something. They don't have to be afraid of these evil powers of darkness because Jesus, his precious blood was shed for our salvation.
That's right.
For our deliverance.
Mm.
And there is joy, you know, that comes with that.
Mm.
And our prayer, Brother Nzima, is as the word of God goes to Chongwe,
yes,
may the light of God shine in these places.
Amen.
There That's is no right. greater joy I feel than seeing people who lived in darkness come, you know, to live in the light.
Amen. That's right.
It's a blessing to see Brother Feston Banda, to see Brother Lakson being people now who are, you know, missionaries on the ground. And they came out of, you know, that kind of a life.
Mm.
And today there's this wonderful testimony.
Amen.
Which is happening in their lives.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, let us just read 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
Okay.
The evils, the falsehoods, the deceptions we see in these places which have bound people, they're things which were foretold in the scriptures.
Amen.
It happens in the villages. It also happens in urban town, even developed places.
Yes.
It's the same devil. And when you read 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, it says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And this is what's been happening, Brother Nzima.
Yes, that's right.
Where because of the falsehood, people lose trust in, you know, people of God. You know, like when you evangelize, they have this suspicion. Have they come to get money? Have they come to charge us again? But you know, what is sad is they're still willing to pay for that because they are hoping maybe it will help them out of this darkness. That is what is sad about it.
Yes.
But what is joyful is when they come in contact with the real thing, like this headman who is excited and his testimony is spreading around of what God has done for him. That tells me we have work. But you know, that could not have been, Brother Nzima, if you and I chose to say, well, you know what? We're just going to sit in the chair and wait on the Lord. I'm saying wait on the Lord in inverted commas, because that has become a hiding place for laziness among many believers. You know, there's a need out there, but we just choose to warm chairs. We just choose, you know, to be comfortable. And people shouldn't be mistaken about this, Brother Nzima. Not everyone can go in these missions. Not everyone has to do that. I love what's happening in our fellowship here, where some brothers are busy with work, and that is understandable. But you know, like the other day, it was Brother John and Brother Isaac, you know, they said, Pastor, I've sent something, please use it for whatever you need. And that is the time when Brother Mansa and Brother Kashala said, well, we are heading to Chongo, we want to join the team there.
Yes.
And that is the money I sent them to say, please use it for fuel. And then there was another need, and then there's another need. Everyone is doing his part. The others were in the offices, but they know they can't be on the field.
That's right. Here that is right. Yes, yes.
When you send out an offering like that, you are part of our feet, which is on the ground.
That's right.
Everyone has to do their part.
That's amen. Right. Yes, yes, that's right.
Well, shalom and God bless you. We shall see you in the next podcast.
God bless. Amen.
I want God's way to be my